Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee, here with head coach of the Pella football team, Jay McKinstry, who in his last ever game as a high school football coach will get to play for a state title. Dutch defeat Lewis Central 28-16. Coach, obviously all year as this team built and built and built, it started to become more a possibility. Maybe not a preseason expectation by many people, but here you are playing for a state title next week. First of all, what an effort by your guys. What does it mean to have this opportunity?
It's special, Andrew. You know, our guys have played so hard all year. You know, they have found ways to win, and they have made plays when we had to make plays, and it was absolutely no different tonight. Incredible. You know, so a defense to stand on from the 2-yard line, 4 plays, and make the big play and do things, you know, even at the end of the first half when we got 14-0 and kept them out of the end zone, they only got a field goal. It's a special time. These guys are just finding ways to win. It's so cool, and it's just fun to be part of and to watch them play and play the way they're playing, and it's happened all year. I will say it straight out, God's blessed our football team, Andrew, and he's blessed me, and I'm so grateful and thankful for the opportunities we've had. And it'll be an interesting week, Andrew. It'll be a surreal week, but again, it's about the team and about the program and about the players and about them winning a state title and having an opportunity to do so. And I hope it's going to be along for the ride, and hopefully, I'm glad and thankful I get to be part of that.
Well, and this is a Lewis Central team that is so different stylistically from just about anybody you played this year, especially with their ability to spread the football around. They got a quarterback who can really sling it. And your defense answered the challenge, especially with a lot of pressure, which with Ben Wilcox out there on a torn ACL and so many of these guys who are so beat up after seeing Will Hawthorne twice in 3 weeks, your defense really answered the call, especially on that goal line stand.
They really did. You know, our defense played a phenomenal night. Lewis Central is so good. They're very talented. They got, you know, a staple of running backs. The quarterback won the state title last year for him. He can throw the ball and run the ball. They got great receivers. Their line is huge. They're big. They're very talented. And our defense just rose to the occasion, you know. And they played outstanding. Made stops when we had to early on. Kept them off the board. And we got a score, you know, in the first quarter. It'd be up 7-0. And, you know, Andrew, I think the play of the game might have been when Tyson Barnes made that tackle on the 2-yard line. And then we held him out 4 plays. And then we scored 99 on the 99-plus. But think about Tyson making that tackle. That same thing happened against Heelan back in 2014. Payson Vanderloon stopped the tackle, held him to a field goal, and we were able to, that made a huge difference in the game. And think about Tyson tonight, keeping him out of the end zone on that play. That kept him out of the end zone. They didn't score, and then we turned that game around, got a score. That might have been the key change, as you call it, your key play of the game. That might have been it.
Offensively, this team really made no mistakes, and that was so huge, especially when you're in these high leverage situations, turnovers, major penalties, all those things. You were rarely behind the sticks tonight. Emmanuel played probably his best game of the season to date in terms of his physicality. Your offensive line has really turned into a solid unit as well. I know there's a lot loaded in that one question, but offensively, considering who you were playing against, maybe your best game to date, it's a good time for it.
It probably was, Andrew. Our guys, we clicked. You're right. We weren't behind the chains much tonight. We stayed ahead of that. I thought Coach Evans called a great game. Coach Ballard called a great game on defense. Those guys just are good. They just know what they're doing. Their coaches have done such a great job this year. And that to put our guys in those positions and our guys executed. But you're right. I thought our offense did some really good things. It's tough. Lewis Central's very good. I thought, you know, it was 7-0. We had a couple opportunities with some good field position. And we just couldn't finish those drives. And I was going like, man, you got to kind of do that. But that's when our defense stepped up and made some plays too. And didn't give up any scores. So you're right. It's been that way all year, Andrew. We haven't turned the ball over much. We got to continue to do that one more game and have some guys step up and make big plays. It's just explosive plays and turnovers. That's what you asked me about, you know, what's the key to the game tonight. I say that every week in the interview to you. No difference tonight.
Here, Jay McKinstry, head coach of the Pella football team here at the Unidome, following a 28-16 win over Lewis Central. This interview powered by Hy-Vee, and we're talking before the conclusion of the game after, but regardless, these guys have a chance to do what very few players in this program got to do. In fact, I did a feature this week about the first championship team 10 years ago. Now they have an opportunity to be the latest. Such remarkable history in this building for this program, and I know in your tenure, and these guys got to live it and got to play a really special game. You want to go win a state title next week, but what they've accomplished already is really special in this program's history.
You know, they really have. You're right, Andrew. You know, we get to play for the title. Win or lose next week, they've done great things, and they've created a legacy. We got a lot of young kids that'll be back next year, too, but they have, and I appreciate all the guys of the past because they've established that foundation also. And so that was it's a big deal. And these kids have just carried it on. Like I told the guys yesterday, you know, a lot of these kids were watching those games in 14, 15, 16 here in the Dome. And I know some of them said they had dreams of being here themselves. And here they are. And it's neat that they could take advantage of that opportunity and be able to get a win tonight and have a chance to play for the title next week, because it is a very special thing to do.
And I know you've said several times this is not about you, and I understand that, and you're such a humble guy, but obviously probably there's a teeny tiny part of you that feels like, wow, what a way to go. Regardless of what happens next week for you personally, to get to play for a state title in your last ever game, it probably can't write a much better ending.
You're right, Andrew. I admit that. It's special. It would be a special week, and like you said, it is still about the team and the players, because it's about them. But, you know, I'm grateful and thankful for that opportunity. You know, how many coaches probably would say they'd like to go out like that, you know, at least play for the state title? I mean, how many get to? And I thought about that, and I'm just grateful to God for that opportunity. And we're grateful to him for blessing our football team. We're grateful to our players and our coaching staff who's done such a great job. You know, our coaches are doing all the work. I'm just kind of like trying to keep things organized, and they work their keisters off. Coaches are fantastic this year. They've been year after year after year, and to watch the way they coach these kids and to watch what they're doing with them has just been neat for me to watch, and just let them turn over, let them coach, and I just get to act like I know what I'm doing. And but you're right. It'll be kind of a, I'm not sure how this week will feel and how next Thursday night will feel, but when the game gets going and when we get going, I got to tell myself, I got to focus on these kids and focus on this game, and I'm excited about that, because really that's kind of what I did tonight. I'm thinking like it could have happened tonight, and I'm going like, but you got to stay into this game and stay in the present, and we got to get things done.
Pella football team's playing for a state title. First time they're in that game in 7 years, looking for their first state title since 2016. That's Thursday at 7 o'clock on 92.1 KRLS. It's head coach Jay McKinstry joining us after a 28-16 win over Lewis Central. Jay, always appreciate your time. Last time I got to talk to you, my first time interviewing at the Dome was 10 years ago with you in this very hallway. Great to be talking to you, and look forward to one more conversation next week.
Thank you, Andrew. It's we're very grateful and thankful to be where we're at.